The radio spectral turnover of radio loud quasars at $Z > $5 by Yali Shao et al. We present Carl G. Jinsky Very Large Array VLA S 2 to -4 GHz C 4 to -8 GHz and X band 8 to -12 GHz continuum observations towards 7 radio loud quasars at Z > 5. This sample has previously been found to exhibit spectral peaks at observed frame frequencies above approximately 1 GHz. We also present upgraded Giant Meterwave Radio Telescope, UGMRT, band 2, 200 MHz, band 3, 400 MHz, and band 4, 650 MHz, radio continuum observations toward 8 radio loud quasars at Z > 5, selected from our previous GMRT survey, in order to sample their low-frequency synchrotron emission. Combined with archival radio continuum observations, all 10 targets show evidence for spectral turnover. The turnover frequencies are approximately 1 to -50 GHz in the rest frame, making these targets gigahertz peaked spectrum, GPS, or high frequency peaker, HFP, candidates. For the 9 well-constrained targets with observations on both sides of the spectral turnover, we fit the entire radio spectrum with absorption models associated with synchrotron self-absorption and free-free absorption, FFA. Our results show that FFA in an external inhomogeneous medium can accurately describe the observed spectra for all 9 targets, which may indicate an FFA origin for the radio spectral turnover in our sample. As for the complex spectrum of J114657.79+403708.6 at Z = 5.00 with 2 spectral peaks, it may be caused by multiple components, i.e., core jet and FFA by the high-density medium in the nuclear region. However, we cannot rule out the spectral turnover origin of variability. Based on our radio spectral modeling, we calculate the radio loudness R250 for our sample, which ranges from 12 carat plus 1 to 1 to 674 carat plus 61 to 51. This was the radio spectral turnover of radio loud quasars at $Z > $5 by Yali Shao et al.